Arizona has one of the worst rates of traffic deaths on rural roads in the country. That's according to a new report from the nonprofit transportation research organization, TRIP. Its Rural Roads Report finds 2.7 deaths per 100 million miles driven on rural roads. That's seventh highest in the country, and more than twice the state's rate of fatalities on all other roads. Rocky Moretti joins me to talk about the report. He's director of policy and research at TRIP. And Rocky, in real-world terms, what does this fatality stat mean?
Every year, when safety people look at the level of traffic fatalities, it's measured against the standard vehicle miles of travel. So we can do apples-to-apples comparison across the country and get some sense of which segment of the system is having higher fatality rates, which states are having higher fatality rates. So, for example, Arizona, on its rural non-interstate roads in 2015, averaged 2.7 traffic fatalities per every 100 million miles of travel. That's the seventh highest among the nation, and so it gives some context, and you can start to see where the states stack up.
Given the fact that the fatality rate per 100 million miles traveled on all other roads is higher than almost any other state in the top 25 of specifically rural roads, does this speak more to the quality of drivers here than the quality of rural roads?
The actual report didn't allow us or didn't provide, you know, enough analysis to determine, you know, if there were any behavioral differences or you know, vehicle fleet differences. I mean, certainly we recognize that when it comes to safety, you know, the elements are the driver, the vehicle, and the roadway environment. But the engineering side is very critical. It's the roadway safety environment itself. And we know that rural roads tend to have significantly higher traffic fatality rates, partly because most of them are two-lane roads, which have higher fatality rates, that they're between urban and rural areas, so people are traveling at higher speeds. But that said, we also know that when appropriate safety features that are really quite cost-effective are added to rural roads, we see significant safety improvements.
So I wanted to ask you about that, because you also ranked rural roads in poor condition and structurally deficient rural bridges. And in neither of those two categories was Arizona among the worst 25 states in the country. So I guess I'm curious, like, how you account for the fatality rate on rural roads when you consider that relative to the rest of the country, the rural roads and rural bridges in Arizona aren't necessarily in worse shape than most of the rest of the country.
It's not so much the level of deterioration of roads or bridges that impact safety. It's issues such as lane widths, it's topography, it's whether or not appropriate safety features are in place. So the most obvious are rumble strips, both on the outside of lanes, but also in between lanes. Are there paved shoulders? Are lane markings accurate? And so this is the challenge for state and also for local governments, is to improve the roadway safety to the extent that, you know, inevitably drivers are going to make some errors, but when they make those errors, you want them on a forgiving roadway environment so they have as much opportunity as to correct themselves and avoid catastrophic crashes.
So when you're looking at rural roads, for example, in poor condition, is that just roads that, like, have potholes and are in need of engineering and maybe some Department of Transportation work? Or is this more, as you say, rumble strips and making sure maybe there are guards on the outside, things like that?
The pavement condition data in the report, for example, Arizona, 8% of their rural roads have pavements in poor condition, and 18% are in mediocre condition, and 3% of their bridges are structurally deficient. This relates to the actual physical condition. And certainly, if roadways deteriorate to a significant level, that can start to have some impacts in terms of safety, or bridges are too narrow. Those may also contribute. But when we're talking about roadway safety features, we're talking more about issues like the width of the laneway, the degree of a curve. It is more those issues that impact safety.
There's been so much talk about infrastructure projects and improvements and transportation over the past several months. In general, what is the state of rural roads and rural transportation infrastructure, maybe both in Arizona and the rest of the country?
If you look at the rural transportation system, as we point out in the report, between agriculture, manufacturing, and energy extraction, and increasingly renewable energy, the rural transportation system in rural America is very vital economically. As the report points out, nationally, 36% of rural roads are in poor or mediocre condition, and 10% of them are structurally deficient. The challenge is oftentimes these roads, which can be maintained by local or state governments, have lower levels of vehicle travel. States may oftentimes, because they have limited resources, may be really putting their resources on the more heavily traveled parts of the system. It's not to say that they aren't also investing in their rural system, but with limited dollars, oftentimes they're having a hard time getting to those secondary roads that are quite vital, but without adequate resources, they may not get there in time. And every dollar of deferred maintenance today is going to cost $4 or $5 down the road.
Rocky Moretti is Director of Policy and Research for the group TRIP. Rocky, thanks a lot.
Sure. Thanks for calling.